In 2001, we experienced the horrors that we thought could never occur on this land of freedom and opportunity. Thousands of our citizens and those in other countries lost their lives in the terrorist attacks, New York, Washington, D.C., Pennsylvania. Hundreds of heroes materialized during and after those attacks, and it is to them and those fighting to strengthen our freedom that we dedicate this ceremony. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Any nation that does not honor its heroes will not long endure." On the anniversary of the attacks, each of us remembers exactly where we were and what we were doing on the morning of 9/11. We will probably always remember. The events of that day changed our lives forever, making us realize that freedom is a very precious thing and not to be taken lightly. It is fitting that we dedicate this flagpole and flag here today. Our nation's flag atop the pole serves as a symbol of the enduring spirit of all Americans. The words of former President Ronald Reagan, spoken on another occasion, seem just as appropriate today. He said, "We will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared, so we may always be free." And now it is with great pride that we dedicate this flagpole and flag to all of America's heroes and victims. The commemorative plaque at the base of the pole reads, "In honor and remembrance of the heroes and victims in the fight against terrorism, and to celebrate the enduring spirit of all Americans." Presented by members of Woodman Life, Chapter 20, Cato Street County, Kentucky.